top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for Friday, August 18, in the headlines. Justice Dr. Irvin Andre criticizes the current parliament's capricious conduct and dismissive policies, arguing that genuine electoral reform lies in the hands of patriotic citizens and not of the current parliament. St. Kitts and Nevis citizens and residents now benefit from unprecedented fiscal incentives to help reduce back-to-school spending by households. And Ukrainian soldiers reclaims the village of Russia troops, a fraction of the front line, but a significant step in Ukraine's grinding counteroffensive against Putin's aggression. The news is brought to you compliments Quartz Dominica Limited.
Get up to 30% off in the Quartz Dealomania! From August 7th to the 31st, visit the Quartz store near you for deals on smartphones, furniture, refrigerators, cookers, washing machines, air conditioning units, and more! Shop today and pay later with Quartz Ready Finance! Plus, stay protected for up to 4 years with Super Shield Extended Warranty! Don't miss out on the Quartz Dealomania! Terms and conditions apply! Quartz, bring it value home!
Justice Dr. Irvin Andre expresses a sobering perspective, emphasizing the near absence of hope as regards true electoral reforms. He highlights that genuine electoral reform now lies in the hands and efforts of patriotic citizens rather than relying on the current parliament. He points out the history of the past 12 to 13 years, characterizing the conduct of those in control of the House of Assembly as capricious and dismissive of non-government parliamentarians' policies and views. In his view, this situation reflects a regrettable state of affairs, especially considering that it is now 44 years since Dominica gained independence.
I do not want to be negative. I do not want to be the bearer of bad news. But the hope is virtually non-existent. True electoral reform lies in the arms and in the hands and in the efforts of patriotic Dominicans. That is the only solution to it. The notion of depending on this parliament, given the manner in which it has operated over the last 12 to 13 years, in my view, establishes clearly, and you can ask probably Mr. James, he's had personal experience of the type of capricious conduct of those who control the House of Assembly in ensuring that there is no legitimate dissent to the policies and views established or stated by government parliamentarians. It is a sad indictment on where we are today, 44 years after independence.
Justice Dr. Irvin Andre. UWP political leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine reveals the party's vision for Dominica's workforce, whereby local workers and businesses will get the benefits of the jobs and wealth generated from CBI revenues, as opposed to what is now occurring, whereby only foreign firms and workers get all the benefits and repatriate millions of dollars from the local economy. Fontaine strongly urges the Dominican public to unite against such practices, regardless of their political affiliations.
We'll say that we'll give the jobs to Dominicans, and if there are surplus jobs, let the others come in, but not the other way around. You cannot have Dominicans sitting on the roadside, truck drivers sitting on the roadside with their trucks packed in their yards and seeing a foreigner driving a dump truck to a work site. That is unconscionable. That should not be happening. And the Dominican public should be standing up strongly against us. I don't care if you're labor right or whatever persuasion you have, but if your political philosophy allows you to justify that, then something's wrong with that philosophy. Your politics should not so blind you that you would not condemn a situation where our own Dominicans are put at a disadvantage so that foreigners can take away that.
Dr. Fontaine pointedly criticizes Prime Minister Skerrett's claim that money is being sent overseas by foreign workers exceeding the total earnings of local workers. He is also concerned with the global issues related to the CBI program that is now allegedly affecting the national security of Dominica's allies. Fontaine insists that these factors alone should prompt Dominicans to demand a change in government.
That boast of the Prime Minister that in 1 year, $219 million was shipped overseas by foreign workers, when your very own workers only take home $108 million. Twice the amount of money shipped out that is made by Dominicans in Dominica. That is a shameful record. And on top of that, you hit the all of the issues of the CBI program. But just on that, just on the strength of that, the Dominican public should have taken after this government, do away with this government and put in place a government that can build this country on the pillars, on what God has blessed us with: water, agriculture, essential oils, manufacturing, a tourism product that is in fact the envy of the world, cheap, clean energy. The list goes on. The resources are there, the people are there to do it. The governance is what we need to get right. And that is where we need to focus on.
UWP leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine. Dominica's chief development planner, Dr. Gerard Jajak, is calling on the DLP government to implement new laws against the dissemination of false information through the media without concrete evidence to back up their statements. He wants to put a stop to that. He was speaking during a round of consultations set up by the DLP government to solicit ideas for reform of Dominica's electoral laws and regulations.
As a core of motivated, hardcore supporters is convinced that somebody voided the election, bringing in Haitians to vote, how many planes overnight, all sorts of stuff which cannot be explained and proven in any conversation. No cogent argument, no authority has come and say, okay, elections this and there were void because X, none of that. So, one recommendation I have. We need laws against disinformation and fake news. It's about time. I keep hearing these noises on the radio. Everybody say anything. Just say anything. And they run with it. Somebody has a smartphone. They see a picture of what it is. The last one, the gardens. And it is all over the place. And nobody say, hey, stop. Stop. Let some common sense prevail. I think Sir Baron has done a good job. I've interacted with him myself because there was something I had to call him out, I think, call him out on something I saw. I wasn't pleased with it at all. But we have missed the mark, and I hope it is not too late for us to pass legislation that will help us go off. In other words, you can't have all these nice things there, and the context in which we seek to implement all these nice things here, it is still a problem context, my friend.
Chief Development Planner Dr. Gerard Jajak, former UWP President Isaac Baptist, Dr. Darius LeQuint, and Engineer Jason Timothy made their recommendations for the long-outstanding electoral reforms. Baptist said electoral reform has been a burning issue in Dominica since 2005, and it is beginning to appear that there will be no resolve.
We are getting close in 2022. With the reports of Sir Dennis Barron, this report that we are now discussing, the process was aborted when the Prime Minister called elections in 2022 and 2022. That process was aborted, and we are back where we are. And I'm asking myself, Isaac Baptist, what is happening here? Because Dominicans, professionals, political parties have submitted reports. We have experts coming from overseas to observe our elections. The very discussions that we are having here and recommendations have been discussed and recommended in every report for the past 15 years or more. And the process that is now going on, like we are starting all over again. When will it end? When will the process end if we are really serious about electoral reform and getting the process done? Most of the issues, as I said, are being discussed now, have been discussed already. The question is, when they are discussed again, and having paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to discuss the same issues, and we are back on the same issues again. What is the process of taking those recommendations we are discussing going forward? How are we going forward with them? I've not heard the transcript that we are taking. What happens to it after that?
Former UWP President Isaac Baptist. Meantime, Dr. Darius Lequence pointed out that a parliamentary commissioner has never been appointed, which should have been done ages ago. This, he says, means that Dominica has never implemented its constitution, and it is the one to say who cannot vote.
Because the constitution is not an aspirational document. It's a factual document. It represents who we are. And it says, the next section says that the president shall appoint a parliamentary commissioner. We've had 10 presidents. Not one of them has appointed a parliamentary commissioner. And so the question that we come down to is this. Only the constitution can tell us who cannot vote, because it's a constitutional right.
Dr. Darius Lequence. Engineer Jason Timothy says he does believe people who live overseas should remain on the list, but the time frame is where it gets tricky.
The thing about it is, even when people move away for 20 years and you ask them where they're from, they're going to tell you Dominica. It goes against the spirit of being from somewhere and then removing that right that you are from that place. I know there are people who come here every single year for Beat Carnival, Beat Creole Festival, and they are actually contributing so much to the country. It goes against my belief that they should be taken out after 5 years. I think if we look at maybe something like 15 years, maybe we now start to get into the realm of something we can discuss.
Engineer Jason Timothy. Prime Minister Roosevelt's carrot says, though Dominica was affected by Tropical Storm Erica in 2015 and 90% of GDP was affected, he provided the necessary funds to the Electoral Commission to advance electoral reform in Dominica. He is attempting to push back on widespread accusations that he did not provide the required funds to the Electoral Commission to implement the voter ID cards, because that would have affected his winning legacy, in keeping with advice that he was given to him in an email from his attorney, Anthony Astafan, dated March 27, 2008.
Equipment has been sitting at the Electoral Commission's office since 2016. The software, the hardware. I provided staff, equipment, and all of the resources. As a matter of fact, I went above and beyond, because at the time, the chief election officer, his background was in audit. And then, you know, auditors are usually, accountants are usually very careful with money. And I increased the amount that the commission requested the cabinet. Because I wanted to ensure that they have not only what they requested, but more than what they requested, as a clear demonstration of the government's commitment to electoral reform.
Prime Minister Skerritt. And Domlik has provided the opportunity for academic success to four more high school students this year through its Secondary School Awards program. Hannah Lawrence, Domlik HR assistant, says this program is another initiative of the company to give back to the community and to aid in the development of Dominica by investing in the academic achievement of the nation's youth.
Over the years, students of various high schools across the island has benefited from this program. At the start of this 2023-2024 academic year, a total of 12 students are enrolled in the program. The scholarship program includes the following: a dollar value of $400 for textbooks, stationery to the value of $100 per year, a monthly transportation allowance of $50, a total of $1,100 annually. We also provide support, including counseling aid and after-school support for students who may have difficulty in certain subject areas, as our goal is to ensure that each of our students succeed.
Meantime, Lawrence has urged the students to take their work seriously. Rona Peters of the St. Martin's Primary will be attending the Convent High School. Mariana Charles of the Roosevelt Douglas Primary will be attending the Portsmouth Secondary School. Nala Ogeest of the Christian Union Primary will be attending St. Martin Secondary School. And Devante Rick James of the St. Mary's Primary will be attending the St. Mary's Academy.
Study hard to excel to also remain in the program. As a criteria for the program is that Students are not allowed to repeat classes, and the students must perform well at school. I know that all of you have mixed feelings about high school. Some people are shy. And while you may be optimistic, you have your own fears. Remember that you have successfully completed national assessment, which is a major step in your academic achievement. And because of that, I know that each of you can do it. I urge you to remain focused, to trust in the Almighty Father, and take your journey, your academic journey, one step at a time. Maintain good relationships with your teachers and parents. Do not be afraid to ask questions or to seek clarification. I wish you, our new students, and our existing awardees, all this academic year and beyond.
In other news, citizens and residents of St. Kitts and Nevis are benefiting from an unprecedented number of fiscal incentives designed to help reduce back-to-school spending by parents and guardians. The incentives include temporary concessions on the importation of school supplies from July 10 to September 30 and two VAT-reduced days on August 25 and 26. Earlier this week, the Cabinet Secretary announced that the Cabinet approved two new additional measures. They are enhanced financial support for public and private nurseries, daycares, and preschools, as well as a back-to-school voucher initiative. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Education, Dr. Geoffrey Hanley, explained that the government cares and is committed to leaving no child behind. And the Ukrainian soldiers have reclaimed the village of Yurzane, a tiny fraction of the front line, but a significant step in Ukraine's grinding counteroffensive. Ukrainian Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Miller told CBS News' Deborah Pata that Ukraine's painstaking advances are hard won in the face of Russia's outsized resources.
Jubilation and celebration. Ukrainian soldiers have reclaimed the tiny village of Uruzhaine. In this grinding summer offensive, gains are measured in inches. Russia has dug in deep. From the ground, Ukrainians face fields packed with deadly explosives. From the sky, relentless bombardment. In 1 week, Russia uses nearly 500,000 artillery shells. Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Mehler told us, we have 10 times less. But there is an outsized importance to the recapture of a village that's less than 1 square mile. Russians are mining in three layers, and our forces have finally broken through the first line of their defense, Mehler explained. The liberation of Uruzhaine is the result. This has opened up more firing positions for Ukrainian troops as they push forward to Russian strongholds further south. And for those bemoaning the painstakingly slow progress of the offensive, the question is not how many kilometers we've advanced, Mehler said. The point is that we're advancing at all. After all, she agrees, this is not a Hollywood action movie.
Ukrainian forces won't have much time to celebrate this tiny victory. They face one of their toughest challenges yet, Gail, punching through an even bigger and more heavily fortified Russian defense line.
And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Justice Dr. Irvin Andre criticizes the current parliament's capricious conduct and dismissive policies, arguing that genuine electoral reform lies in the hands of patriotic citizens and not with the current parliament. St. Kitts and Nevis citizens and residents now benefit from unprecedented fiscal incentives to help reduce back-to-school spending by households. And Ukrainian soldiers reclaimed a village from Russian troops, a fraction of the front line, but a significant step in Ukraine's grinding counteroffensive against Putin's aggression. The news is brought to you compliments, Courts Dominica Limited.
Q, top of the hour news. As it